So we're doing the Holy Letters, Igros Kodesh, Volume 4, and we're up to letter number. We're doing letter 951. This is dated the 12th day of Adar Sheni, Tov Shindal, Brooklyn, and this is the Rebbe is giving a great title over here to Ephraim Eliezer Sheyichi Akoyin. He's a rabbi, an elder rabbi, and he came around many times to the Rebbe's Fabrengens. So the Rebbe begins the letter with peace and blessings, and the Rebbe says it was with great pleasantness and with pleasure it reached me, your letter. But the word reached in Yiddish can mean also angerir, touched me, like, you know, something affected me. Meeting of the rabbis, which was called by the head of the people in the city to become their leader. The rabbi means he would be the head of their bet din, he was the head rabbi. May it be Hashem's will that you should be successful in this position to continue in the Beis Din is a level of judgment. Gvurois, she made the idea of Av Beis Din, which is of Varachamim, Varachamam, a father, merciful father. And further should be Roish Av Beis Din, which are the letters of Asher. The word Roish has the letter of Asher. Asher means delight, a pleasure, as brought down Lekutei Torah, so that it should be with a pleasure both for you and also for those who are being led through you. The Rebbe says the time does not allow now, because of preparation for Purim, to properly respond to your letters, but as a substitute for that, I am going to adding here to you, sending along the letter, the kuntres for Purim, and the copy of my general letter, which also applies to you, and that should be received in exchange of my response. That my hope is that it's still going to be coming in the coming days. And the Rebbe says I'm going to end with what I started. With blessing for success in your appointment, your new appointment, and wishing you all the well. And also, the Rebbe says, I'm also adding here with great thanks a letter of my father-in-law that he wrote to him on the 28th day of Tovshin Beis. And the Rebbe says, I'm sending this thing with registered letter, because I guess it was a valuable letter. Sending it because of Bacharayis. The Rebbe makes a footnote over here. It seems like they call it the Roish Av Beis Din. The head of the father of the Beis Din is a duplicate language. And in the end of the Gemara, they call it Av Beis Din, not Oy Beis Din. Perhaps the abbreviation of Raivad, Roshe Av Beis Dinim. But nevertheless, as far as our matter, it's one intent that he should be successful in your appointment and the position of the leadership, that he leads all the limbs and he organizes them. They should fit each one for their specific mission, which is specific for them. That brings down from another, it says, Ravid is a Rabbeinu Beis Din. The Rosh Tevis of Perman, the Roish, Roish Beis Din. So also the Rebbe says, so the question is, they call it, there is an expression, the Rebbe is just by the way, they call it the Raivad. Today, Raivad would mean, it seems like they translate as Roish Av Beis Din, the head, the father of the Beis Din. But the Rebbe said it seems like it's a difficult lotion. It's Roish and Av, you know, why do you need both? Av means the father, the head. Roish means the head. Why would he have a duplicate lotion? And so the Rebbe quotes from the Gemara, which is, he calls him Av Beis Din, not Roish Av Beis Din. But he brings down, maybe means Roish of his Bati Dinim. Someone is the head of the heads of the fathers of the Bati Dinim. So there is a there is head, there is the of the father of the Bais Din, and then there's the Rosh of all the. And the Rebbe brings two more sources over here. It's either Rabbeinu Av Bais Din or it's Rosh Bais Din. But nevertheless, the Rebbe wishes him success in his position and for being chosen, nominated to that position. He was a man with a really like a distinct white, sharp white beard with a red face. He had like red cheeks. The contrast over there, it was like, it was almost angelic, you know. It was, he was like, he had a very, and he used to sit like a chassid by the Rebbe Shabrang. He was an older fellow, and I remember him, you know. And I mentioned the thing before that the Feldblums, that's Feldblum's grandfather, Feldblum's mother's father, Shalom Feldblum, who used to live here, is a book or two. So he's a descendant from them. And he also helped, you know, the Rebbe a lot with the Rebbe's proclamations and the Rebbe's Mifzoyim. You know, he supported the Rebbe very strongly. He was in, he lived in Philadelphia. I mean, he was very instrumental in bringing, you know, the Rebbe's words to the broader community.